Survivors of abuse in state care say suggestions they could face delays over redress are an insult. The idea was raised in a briefing for the incoming Minister for the Public Service, Andrew Little, who replaces Chris Hipkins in the role. Officials say they aren't recommending that course of action, but two former patients of Lake Alice Psychiatric Hospital's Child and Adolescent Unit aren't happy it was even mentioned. Jimmy Allingham reports.
Carolyn Wildbore was sent to the notorious units where patients were punished with electric shock therapy and given painful paralysing drugs when she was just 12 and 13 in 1974 and 1975. She's never spoken out before but feels compelled to now, while survivors of the abuse there continue to wait for redress and compensation.
Nobody has ever wanted to listen to us. That's our reason for actually being here. Fact of people that have already passed away, the ones that have committed suicide, and the fact that they have never had a voice, that's why I'm here. I'm their voice.
That voice is saying, don't forget about us. It's almost 2 years since the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in State Care hearing into Lake Alice. Still, neither an apology to former patients nor redress have happened. Last week, RNZ revealed that in a briefing to incoming Minister for the Public Service, Andrew Little, officials raised the possibility of deferring decisions on design proposals for redress until after this year's election. Mr. Little has said this isn't something he sought advice on nor discussed with fellow ministers, but Carolyn Wildbore is upset officials would even suggest it.
It's just, I don't want to deal with it, so we'll push it out. Until it's going to come to the end where none of us are alive and our kids will have to try and force this to happen.
The 61-year-old from Levin has lived with the stigma of association with the Lake Alice unit, although she and many others there had no mental illness.
People look at you and go, you must have mental issues. And it's like, hey, I got the stamp on my hand to say, no, I didn't. The fact is people don't see our generation as being important because we're old now. They don't care.
For Carolyn Wildbore, the trauma of having to relive what happened to her is taking a toll.
I thought I had issues. Boy, have I got them now. You know, just I've come up and I've on ACC at the moment because of the fact of chronic PTSD, some form of depression, because of the sheer fact of having to deal with this every time. It's not being let go.
The Royal Commission's report into the Lake Alice unit recognises torture happened there. And former patients Paul Zentfeld and Malcolm Richards have findings in their favour when they complained to the UN Committee Against Torture. Given that, Mr. Zentfeld is unhappy that officials raised the possibility of delaying redress and says it should happen as soon as possible.
They've got to stop looking for options to try and get out of it. It's been proven. So pay for your crimes. That's all I can say. Pay for your crimes and stop using delusional tactics and think people are going to like it because we're not. Stop being so mean and grow up.
The Crown Response Unit to the Royal Commission says the briefing didn't recommend deferring redress design work. It says, quote, on the contrary, the Crown Response has a singular focus on progressing the new system development at pace, in line with the expectation of survivors. It says the briefing clearly states the possibility of slowing the work was, quote, only offered in light of the focus on reprioritising initiatives across the wider public sector following the change in leadership.